said, maybe I can speak directly to white people to stop racial police shootings. You know what's interesting about this entire phenomenon? You can't discuss racial, you can't discuss police officers shooting people until you discuss in Chicago and every other major city. Those of you who only listen to our evening show, we do a separate show live in the mornings, 8 to 11 a.m. Central, and a mainstay of our morning show on Monday mornings is we do Chicago with the crowd, where I read every single murder or shooting in Chicago. It's usually 5 to 15 murders and around 15 people shot. And I tell that they're about a house party, come out of a restaurant or stand on the street corner. This I walked up, shot him, drove by and shot him, rode a bicycle by and shot him, leaned out the window or something, shot him, or woke up from a nap and shot him. It's standard. And I tell you how old they are. They're usually 14 to 24 years old. And nobody cares, really. I mean, Jesse Jackson, it's Miller time. Black on black crime, literally nobody cares. And every time I say that, about every 20th time I say that, media matters will do a story. They'll say, conservative white talk host says nobody cares about black people being shot. So I'll say it again. Nobody cares when black people shoot black people. Hear me. Nobody cares when black people shoot black people. Statistically speaking, if you were to tie number of black-on-black shootings to amount of media attention given to it, you'd have to round down, which would be zero, statistically speaking, amount of energy in the media given to black-on-black crimes is none. Doesn't mean that there's technically none. I mean, there's so little that you have to round it down to none. But it's true. Black 16-year-old shoots black 15-year-old in major city in America is dog bites man. It doesn't make the news until man bites dog. The cops, who very rarely witness these shootings, arrive on the scene after the fact. And the guy who did the shooting, or did one yesterday, or a week ago, has 10 other on his record. He got the test approved. Besides, he's going to go back to jail. So he won't comply with the police. I don't know anybody else would want to deal with these people. But listen, nothing of what I'm saying right now. It's funny. So much of talk radio is just repeating what you already know. It's just nice to hear somebody else say it because you start to wonder, right? People tell me all the time, you say exactly what I'm thinking. Well, you didn't need me to say it. But maybe that's just it. Maybe we need to hear somebody in a public institution say what we already know to be true. Doesn't make it more true. There's almost nobody in America who does not realize what's going on with regard to police officers and black suspects. And then it's created cottage industries, hasn't it? I mean, it's the lifeline of conservative talk radio. Because you get black guy who calls in and says, come on, white, you don't know white, you don't drive a wrong white. So what's wrong with a cop who do? He said, what you doing driving my car? And what did you tell him? I'm like, I own this car. He's like, you're a pro athlete, or you're a pro team. I said, man, I'm an engineer. He said, all right, then. I said, man, you're wrong. And man, we got to do it. I'm too smart, man. I went, I don't know, you don't know white. Okay. Well, I've been pulled over wrong for two. Just so you know, I didn't think much of it. I just kind of went on my way. But what I didn't do is have PCP on the person. What I didn't do is pull a gun on the cop. What I didn't do is run from the cop or fight the cop or try to take his gun. What I didn't do is put myself in a situation that I was his equal because I'm not. At that moment, I was suspect. And I put myself in his shoes. And I said, why did he can't touch the back of my vehicle when he walked up on it. And I know because my brother's a cop. So he can put his prints on there. In case I should shoot him and run off and they find that vehicle, those prints on there would lead me back to that shooting. You see, he doesn't know I'm not a bad guy. So I'm not going to act like a bad guy. Because I was raised by two parents who told me, don't act like a bad guy or you'll get treated like a bad guy. But they also explained a couple of other things. You know what? Sometimes you're going to be falsely accused. Sometimes you're going to be questioned when you don't feel like being questioned. Sometimes you're going to not be in the room to be pulled over. Sometimes in high crime areas, everyone becomes suspect.
It's true. We don't like it. It's reality.
We all play this game,
and it fuels talk radio, and it fuels the evening news, and MSNBC.
Everybody has their role they play, and each week, everyone takes their voices chop-chop. The politicians play it all. And everybody is in on this game, except the poor people trying to go through their lives. Except the poor black guy who has to hear some black clown on talk radio. He can't conjugate his words and say that the law's out to get him. Or the cop who's just trying to do his job. Hell, he actually got into this to make a difference. And now he's being made out to be this awful person. Or the mom with her son. Or the black mom. Single mom with her son going off to school and prays on her knees every night that he just went through another day and can get out of this awful neighborhood where there are shootings all day and that he not get caught in the crossfire. Not get caught up in the game. And real people are going through their lives and there's a tidal wave sweeping through and everybody, talk radio included, has a role in all of this. There are no secrets. We don't need Hillary Clinton to speak directly to white people or to cops. Thugs are thugs. Cops do their jobs. Thugs sometimes end up dead. Most of the time at the hands of other thugs. Sometimes at the hands of cops when they act the same way as if they're training thugs. We've never